Head of Idaho Voices for Children, Christine Titans, says the number of people collecting jobless benefits is better in the state than the rest of the nation, 4.8% compared with 7.2%. But families are still having a rough time.
The new report shows that many children and families across the state have been left on their own without support for their basic needs during a public health crisis beyond their control.
Titan says despite the growing number of food insecure households, there was a 3% decrease in the number of Idahoans accessing food assistance between February and August. The Casey Foundation report also found 11% of Idaho families don't have health insurance and 18% reported feeling depressed during the pandemic. Leslie Bosserie with the Casey Foundation says the pandemic has laid bare and exacerbated racial and ethnic inequities across the country. She says Black, Latino, and Native communities in particular have been hit hard. Titan says Idaho is in a unique position because tax revenue is relatively high and lawmakers are entering the 2021 legislative session with significant reserves.
We will argue that the health and well-being of Idaho's children and families are really top priority and should be where we invest money to ensure that we get through the public health crisis and the economic environment that we find ourselves in.
The report recommends policymakers make racial and ethnic equity a top priority in responding to the pandemic. It also suggests financial support for families and more equitable funding for education. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.